You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
This morning in our Los Angeles studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
What's up, Tom? What's up, Sybil? Hanging out here with Jay. Nice peach you got on, Jay. And the shoes, too. Go on, work it, Jay. Oh, all he needs is a damn ascot and a feather. He'll be on, Sybil.
And a tongue ring, apparently.
Hey, we still got yesterday with the Dream Defenders on, and so I was on Twitter yesterday, and so our goal by 8 a.m. tomorrow is to raise $25,000 for the Dream Defenders. And so folks have been giving, so go to dreamdefenders.org to help those young folks out who are out there fighting the battles when it comes to changes in your ground. I'm get the report today, but folks, you know, folks were giving. So it doesn't matter. $5-$10 doesn't matter. So please support those young folks. But everything is not about justice for Trayvon. The call to action extends to so many other different things. One of the areas, getting Congress to move on the Voting Rights Act. Joining us this morning is Sherilyn Ifill. She is the head of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. Hey, Sherilyn, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Roland?
All great. So, again, there's so many issues that obviously folks are mobilizing, organizing around. But the one thing that I do appreciate, that's the result of what's happened with Trayvon Martin, we're seeing significant action on the ground. Lots of folks, young and old, who are saying we have to confront various issues. The Voting Rights Act is one of those issues. And so what are you calling on folks to do when it comes to getting Congress to act? Because the Supreme Court obviously made their decision that that could adversely impact folks' ability to vote for the Justice Department to oversee these elections.
Yeah, and Roland, you know, the Voting Rights Act actually overlays all of this, because if you think about, you know, stand your ground laws, and wanting to repeal stand your ground laws, which are, you know, at issue in the Trayvon Martin case, you know, in those jury instructions, you have to be able to participate fully in the political process. And the Supreme Court, in its decision in that Shelby County case, basically removed the protection that the Justice Department gave us. And even with that protection, we were struggling. But without that protection, we're going to see a huge shift in the ability of black people to participate in the political process. We're seeing it already. You see that North Carolina has this new bill in which, you know, they've got about a 12-point plan to suppress the vote. You know, Texas has decided to go ahead with their voter ID law, which won't allow students to use their voter ID to their student ID to vote. But if you have a concealed gun carry permit, you can use that as your ID to vote. This is the kind of country that's being unleashed on us. And so you've got to talk to your congressman, every American, not just African Americans. If you believe in democracy, if you don't want to see the clock rolled back, you've got to get in touch with your congressman and tell them they've got to fix the Voting Rights Act. And here's the other thing you have to do. What the Voting Rights Act allowed us to do, the provision the Supreme Court struck down, was it allowed us to find out when jurisdictions were trying to make changes that were going to affect black people. They had to do it by law, and they were mostly in the South. Now, without that, we need you to be our eyes and ears. We need people in the community to write us, to tell us, so that we, the lawyers at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, can get down there and file these lawsuits.
So in those states, Sherilyn, one second. In those states that were covered by the Voting Rights Act, because of the Supreme Court decision now, before any change, any from a polling station to voting hours, any change had to be pre-cleared as a result of this decision. They can now do whatever they want. And so what you're saying is, if you're in this small town in Texas and they're going to change locations, you guys need to know that, which will aid you in terms of pushing Congress and saying this is why you must make revisions.
Pushing Congress and getting down there and filing a lawsuit. So we set up an email address, vote@naacplds.org. You email us when you find out those changes are happening so we can investigate them. Go to our website, www.naacplds.org, www.naacplds.org. You'll get all the information. You'll find out what you can do. Please get in touch with us, and please call your congressman today and tell them to fix the Voting Rights Act.
That's LDF as in Legal Defense Fund.
Legal Defense Fund, not the NAACP, NAACP Legal Defense Fund. This is the organization that Thurgood Marshall started many years ago that litigated Brown versus Board of Education. We are in business. We were in that Voting Rights Act case in the Supreme Court, and we're still in the fight.
Wow. Vote at NAACPLDF.org. That's the email.
You got it.
All right.
Okay. Sherilyn, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by General Motors. Made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads.